CCTA wake up call for 11/20/21. CCTA wake up call for 11/20/21. Hello, Coastal Carolina. Welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, folks, I'm glad to have you join us again this morning or this evening, because we air on Saturday mornings at 6 a.m. if you're an early riser, and then Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. and again at 8 p.m. And so you may be hearing us in the morning or the evening. And in any case, we do appreciate you tuning in. This week's show is going to be a little bit different because, usually we have a panel of six people, and Hal and Rainer today are having to be at another meeting, and also Bob and Mary will be at that same meeting, so they couldn't be here for the recording. So Melissa Potter and myself, we decided to hit the streets and go to the Craven County Board of Education meeting, which is to hold a special election on whether or not they should mandate masks, continue the mandate on masks, or if they would make that an optional choice for the parents and the students. So we hit the streets. We interviewed a lot of protesters that were there, lined up on the streets, carrying signs. We got a chance to talk to the organizers of the event. And then we just went through the crowd and talked to the people that were there, parents, grandparents. Ironically, though, unlike the previous event that was held, similar to this, there were no counter-protesters there tonight. So I was shocked to see that. I guess they just didn't have anything to say tonight. So we're going to go ahead and let you hear from the protesters at the event outside the Craven County School Board meeting, where they are again voting on whether or not to make the mask optional and give back the freedom of choice to the people and to the students in Craven County schools. I'm here with Melissa Potter tonight. We are at the Craven County Board of Education building. Tonight they're holding a special meeting to vote on whether or not they are going to mandate masks for the children in the schools. And there's quite a number of people here lined up down the side of the road with signs, and people are protesting. And all I am seeing at this point is they're all against the mandate. I'm not seeing any anti-protesters tonight, and we got a beautiful full moon. And let's talk to some of these people. Melissa, what do you think?
Yeah, I think, you know, they're passionate about this. This is about their kids. This is about their community, and they're standing up to take a fight. I love that there's more people this time than there was last time, and I think that's just going to pick up more.
It's going to grow.
It's going to grow, and it's going to grow with you guys. You guys need to come and take a stand with these people. You know, it doesn't take long. You could stay out here 15, 20 minutes and really have your voices heard. This is what needs to be seen to get these changes done.
All right, and we've got media crews out here with their cameras, so you'll be able to see it on TV also. But we've got moms and grandmoms, and we've got people out here that don't even have kids in school. Now, why would they be here?
Well, because they're a taxpayer and this is their community. You know, this is their school. This is their school board. And these kids are part of the community and will grow up and have businesses here and be firemen and work at the hospital and be teachers. You do have an interest in what goes on in your school board because it directly affects your community. It absolutely does.
Your future leaders are being indoctrinated now.
That's right.
Is what's happening with all the social agendas that are going on in the school systems nowadays. And it's just not, well, I'm a lot older than most of these people out here, probably. It's not the way it was when I went to school. It's nowhere near the same. And I can't imagine us being told we had to wear a mask to protect us from germs.
Yeah.
We bobbed for apples at the fall festivals at school, okay? You had four or five kids with snot running down their face, all bobbing in a bucket of water to get apples. So
sharing the jawbreakers on the playground.
All the playground equipment and stuff. We didn't have all the safety features and protections, but you know what? We grew up healthy,
right,
for the most part.
Right.
The natural immunity that we developed from exposing ourselves to the elements, kids aren't getting that anymore. And this is just going to take it one step further. You're shielding them not only from the world, from other people, from people being able to interact with their expressions with each other, but you are just preventing them from building up immunity to so many things.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And, you know, this is the start of it, the mask mandates. You know, we have counties around us who have already taken away the mask mandates. Why are we still sitting on this? Why is this still an issue here? When it's been proven that these masks are not stopping the virus from coming in. There are other things you can do, absolutely. You know, the next thing they're gonna do is start pushing this vaccine.
Right.
And they're gonna push it for these children from 5 to 12, and even for the high schoolers. It's terrifying. You know, we do not have enough data that tells us what it is gonna do to these children, you know, 10, 15, 20 years down the line. And you can do things to be healthy. Take vitamin D3, take vitamin C, take vitamin A, take a multivitamin. There are things that you can do that will boost your own immunity that will keep you from getting the virus. And you don't have to put this unknown substance into your body.
There's a lot of common sense things that you can do. I'm going to go on over here and start talking to people. I recognize some of the faces. We had our meeting this past Tuesday. And it was entitled Stand Against Tyranny, and some of the speakers that were there that night are here tonight leading this protest, so we'll get their opinions on what's going on. But first, we're going to take a break to hear from our sponsors, and when we come back, we'll start interviewing protesters. Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call Charles Grover at 252-637-2399 or stop by the shop on 17 South in New Bern. Torque can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they can rebuild your transmission if that's what you prefer. See Torque for a variety of minor automotive repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pump. You can count on Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
The God and Country Christian Alliance has a simple mission, but it is a profound one. They want to inform and educate the public on issues of moral and political concern. They want to restore the Judeo-Christian values upon which this nation was founded to all levels of government. And they want to encourage and activate pro-family voters. Simple, but not easy. The God and Country Christian Alliance meets the third Monday of every month at Moore's Barbecue on MLK in New Bern. Meetings begin promptly at 7 p.m. and end by 8:30. To enjoy dinner with the group before the meeting, arrive between 6 and 6:30. Both the food and the company are good. Meetings include speakers and discussion, and their annual banquets are legendary. Join them on the third Monday of each month for a refreshingly candid view of the world and our place in it.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military. Just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
All right, I'm standing outside the Craven County Board of Education building, and we have a number of protesters here this evening holding signs and lining the side of the highway. I see signs that say no to the mask, and they want to see smiles, and so it's a protest against the mask mandate that the school's the school board will be voting on tonight. I see Sarah Benachek, Craven County GOP. Sarah, how come you're here?
Yes, sir. Well, I am here primarily to recruit new candidates for the Board of Education. As you know, the map lines were redistricted, and we are currently looking for districts 2, 4, and 6 to run for school board. We do have a few names in the hat, but I'm not sure we actually have a solid list yet. So if you're interested in running for school board, one, just know it's not completely voluntary. You do get paid. It's not much. It's around $6,000 a year plus per diem. But we really need some sanity on this school board. This is absolutely inexcusable, forcing masks on these children. You know, I have no words for it. So I'm out here tonight primarily to recruit and to support everyone else out here that's protesting against these masks. And that's it. That's why I'm here.
Well, now, the current school board, if I'm not mistaken, it's comprised of all Democrats, is it not?
It is, and then I think one of the board members recently switched her party affiliation to Republican, knowing that the party is the election is now going to be partisan on your ballot. So,
well, let's explain what that means, because our listeners might not understand. When you say partisan,
sure,
it doesn't mean it's going to be partisan in that you're going after one party or the other. It means that the party that the candidate is affiliated with will now be shown on the ballot. In the past, it was nonpartisan, which means the name was on the ballot, but you had no idea what party they were with unless you did your homework, right?
Right. And as you know, most of us, and I've been guilty of it too, don't always do our homework when it comes to some of those nonpartisan races. And so we are fortunate enough to be able to say here in Craven County that the next time you see the school board race on your ballot, you're going to be able to differentiate between who is who and what party they hail from.
Well, why do you think the school board is such an important election?
Well, the school board has a direct impact and influence on the public schools here in this county. And if the public schools are unsatisfactory and grading low, like grade D, grade C schools, that directly impacts our local economy. I'm a realtor by trade, and I can tell you I have lost countless potential buyers simply because of our school districts and how low graded our schools are. So we've got to elect a school board that has common sense, that isn't going to let government dictate everything that they do. They're not going to chase every government carrot. They're going to use their sensibilities to provide the best education for our children, creating amicable and a positive environment for these kids so that they're better suited to learn. I mean, I can't imagine these poor kids are probably fiddling with that mask all day long. I mean, do you really think that their attention is on the teacher? Probably not. I mean, it's just pitiful all the way around. But we want great schools in this county because it matters. People pay attention to that when they're buying homes and deciding where to move and to work and to play. So,
well, good. You know, when I was campaigning for school board, I'd have people tell me, well, I don't have kids in school. What would your response be to that?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I don't have kids in the public school either. I do have children. I homeschooled my kids for over a decade, and I decided to run for school board in 2016. And would you believe it or not, I won my election and handedly by 20% margin. You know why? Because the public's angry. They're mad, and they know that the status quo is not working on the board. We don't need to fill that board full of ex-teachers. We need parents on that board. Well, we need taxpayers. And if you don't have kids, this all still affects you because, again, the impact on the local economy.
Not only that, the kids that are being educated in there or indoctrinated in there now will turn out to be your next mayor, your governor, your state representative. They will have a big impact on you in the future. So just because your kids aren't in school, It's not a good excuse. Sarah, thank you for your time, and good luck on finding those candidates, because we sure do need them.
Yes, sir, we sure do. Thank you so much.
All right, here's a young lady here that she's out by the road. Why are you here this evening?
Well, for two reasons. I want to go down history standing for righteousness. Right? And against the lies that have been perpetrated towards the populace, you know.
Uh-huh.
Talking about our children being masked. Well, why is that? When the disease is not, it doesn't affect.
Well, why do you think they're wanting to put masks on them?
Oh, I think it's a show of control.
Absolutely.
And then a fear factor. Right, that would make a parent subject their kids to that kind of what you call it? Tyranny. I would say tyranny, right?
Tyranny.
Because kids need to be free and to breathe God's good air, right?
Right.
But you're shackling them.
They're missing a big part of life, what God gave us to communicate with, and that's our facial.
Muzzle their mouths.
You can't see them. You don't know if they're smiling, if they're unhappy. Yep.
You're right about that. So
fear and control.
And control, yes.
Right.
And then I would think another thing. Well, then you're talking about vaccinating the kids.
Yeah.
Whereas the risk, the one at risk are the older population.
Right.
And then when the COVID first began, the kids wasn't getting adversely affected.
Right. They said the kids weren't at risk.
Exactly. So why are we muzzling them?
All of a sudden, that's changed.
Right. Exactly. They're moving the goalposts again.
Absolutely.
But then we are supposed to be people of the light. We Christians or conservative, you should know the light. So why are we going to fall down and kowtow to this lie, right?
Absolutely.
It's not the science.
All right. Well, thank you for being here, and thank you for your comments.
You're welcome.
God
My
bless
pleasure.
All right. Here's a gentleman out here. Says, no mandates, no thanks, no way.
Michael Moore, New Bern. To me, it's all about choice. They're asking us, or they're mandating to us, that we wear masks that are ineffective. They're mandating that we get vaccines that are untested. To me, it's about choice. I want to make my own choices, my own decisions. I'll gather my own information and take it from there.
Okay, now help me understand and help our listeners understand exactly what is a mandate.
To me, a mandate is the government or some entity telling you directly without a choice that you're to prescribe to whatever it is that they're asking you to do.
But what legal authority is there after? There is none.
I know there is none.
The governor can't make laws.
Right.
The school board can't make laws.
Correct.
These local businesses can't make laws. So a legal mandate? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
No.
It just borders on more government overreach, exceeding their limits, overreaching their limits, and just trying to literally drive it down our throats.
Right. Okay. Well, I'm glad you're out here, and thank you for your presence and your comments.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break to hear from our sponsors, and when we come back, we'll start interviewing protesters.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business, it's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition of the Moore's family for over 70 years. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked to order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week in New Bern, Winterville, Moorhead City, Swansboro, and Jacksonville. Moore's will cater and deliver anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutritional Consultant at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
All right, and here's another sign. Unite against medical tyranny and unmask our kids. Now, like we mentioned, the school board tonight is here to vote on whether or not to mandate masks. Yeah. And you're here to protest that, correct?
Against it, that's correct. Yes,
and
sir.
Why are you against it?
Well, let's just start out. Where would you like to start? I mean, you can start on the spiritual end, you can start on the patriotic end, but regardless, we're here tonight, my family's here tonight, and we feel that, especially if you are following the science, you know, especially at the elementary level, these children just, there's no threat in that regard. And yet, you know, they're masking them up. So, I mean, you can talk about the control, there's no doubt about that. But you can also talk about a longer end game in the training, you know, that is going on, the indoctrination that's going on. You can talk about all the physical aspects of what our children are missing.
When you talk about the indoctrination,
sure.
Anything specific there, like CRT?
They're not necessarily pulling that into it yet, but why wouldn't they if they can, you know, if they can do this? Anyway, the use of control. And even not allowing the parents to make a decision like that. I mean, they've taken that away. I've been sitting in these meetings. I've heard what they've said in these meetings. And their disregard for the intellect of the parents.
Yes.
To, you know, decide, that's, it is, they're unashamed. You know,
it almost seems like they forgot who they work for.
Who they work for,
right.
The servants, and that comes down from the highest administration in this land. And
they've elevated themselves above you,
absolutely.
The parents. And you know, we have one member of the school board that's been there over 23 years, and he was chairman of this school board for 21 years.
Uh-huh.
Why do you think the public keeps re-electing people like that?
Well, that is a great question. I'm unsure of that, except for name. You know, going in and being uninformed as to their stance or anything like that, and just seeing the name and imagining, I guess, that things are okay. So just checking the box.
Well, the results from the school grades and tests, and you know, the dissatisfaction with the parents, sure doesn't show that there was good job performance there. So.
I would tend to agree.
Okay. Well, sir, thank you for being out here tonight.
I appreciate you allowing me to speak.
No problem. Thanks for your time.
God bless.
Okay, here's a young mother here with Say No to Mask. Why are
you
here?
It should always have been parents' choice.
And you don't think you had a choice in this?
You do, but not going to school. I mean, you need to be able to go to school.
Yeah. All right. The other choice, when it comes election time, there's a choice to be made there.
There is.
Will you be at the polls to vote for new school board members?
Oh, yes, we will be there.
Okay, well, y'all enjoy yourselves and thank you for being here.
Clearly I'm here for choice, right? Choice, not mandates, and to just express some of my, to talk about some of the things that I've seen in the Board of Education meetings, as well as the mask mandate.
Well, now, Heather, your name is Heather?
Yes.
Okay, you are one of the organizers of this event?
You could say that.
Okay, I think I saw it on Facebook have you got a good crowd here, more than you expected? Or?
I think so. I think we have a very good crowd here. And it's nice to see people to come out and stand up for our freedoms, you know.
What are you hearing from the parents, mainly, what their biggest complaint is?
I would say that the biggest complaints that I'm hearing are the masking. The masks are really dirty usually. When they come home, they're soiled. The kids are pulling at them all day. It's just not clean at all. And it's really inhibiting their children's like emotional development, you know? They gotta see faces, especially the little ones, to be able to really develop, so.
And I guess maybe if this mask mandate is lifted tonight, what would that mean for you and your kids, maybe moving forward tomorrow or whenever it's lifted?
Oh, that would mean we're going to school with no mask. I mean, that would just mean that my son gets to, you know, my children, I have two of them in school, they would be able to see their classmates, their teacher's face all day. They would actually get to see their teacher read to them without wearing a mask. And I have a kindergartner, and that's essential, you know, really, it really is. So. Mean a lot.
Anything else for you about the mandate or anything in general? Thank you so much, Heather.
You're welcome.
Thank you for your time.
Yep, thanks.
All right, Save Our Children. I believe that you are one of the organizers, are you not?
I am, yes.
And your name?
Jennifer Dacey.
Jennifer, okay. Why are we here tonight?
So we are here because we need to get these kids in Craven County Public Schools out of masks. All kids really should be out of masks because there's no reason for them. They don't do any good. They only do harm. And most importantly, if not now, when? Because our county school board set certain targets, and they said when they hit those targets in our county with positivity and garbage, basically, levels that are set by the Department of Health and Human Services, arbitrarily high numbers, I would add, actually, that when they met those targets, they would take the masks off the kids, and they've yet to do that. So we're hoping they do it tonight. Didn't have the votes to have a vote on Tuesday at the work session. Some of them thought they'd already had enough public input. I suspect they really have already had plenty of public input, but I hope they got some more in the last 24 hours. We tried to ensure that they did. So,
right. Well, you've got a good crowd lined up here tonight. What kind of impact do you expect that to have?
Well, I think it's very good that there are a lot of us here and none of the pro-mask people. So
do you think that some of the school board members are kind of sitting on the fence and this might help to sway that?
I hope so, yes. I suspect that it'll, based on sort of where the members said they were on Tuesday, that it'll be a 4-3 vote. And I just don't know which way that's going to play out.
And also, I think that having people out here and being visible, this very busy street, it's letting people know, parents, you're not alone.
Right.
You're not alone. There are plenty of us who are fed up. There are plenty of us who,
right.
You know, and we need your help. We need you to come
exactly.
out.
Exactly. And I think that that's the other reason why we need to encourage people to speak up and get out and not be made to feel like they're the only ones who have a problem with how everything is going in our society right now, because they're not alone. There are many, many people who have been really quiet and done a lot of studying, shall we say, over the last 2 years, and have pretty well-formed opinions about everything that's happening. So I'm hopeful that that we can get the masks off the kids. It won't be the end of the issues. I can tell you I was dealing with a young person at New Bern High. Got a call from a mom last night. This is a kid who was sent home with a headache. If you have one single symptom of COVID-19, they will send you home and tell you to quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
Or get a test. Right, 10 days, whatever. So, you know, this is a kid who had allergies. You know, there are lots of reasons why you might have a headache. And she, you know, ended up going to the school nurse. It's sort of like the hospital. Not sure I want you to go to either the school nurse or the hospital, unfortunately.
Now,
so,
if the vote, unfortunately, doesn't go your way tonight, what's your next steps?
Well, I don't think you can give up, right? I mean, this is our next generation of kids, and I don't think that anything that's happened to them in the last 20 months has been positive for their mental health or certainly for their learning. And so I think that we have to continue to stay involved. And thankfully, we have a lot of people who are spending a lot of their time trying to pay attention to what this board is doing. But
There's so much work to do. This board, the way it works, we have 7 members on the board, correct?
Right. Yep.
And the odd ones get voted on in one election cycle, and then the even ones get, and when I say odd and even, I'm talking about districts.
Right.
This upcoming election, districts 2, 4, and 6.
Correct.
Are y'all actively trying to find candidates?
We are, yes. So we've been actively recruiting folks for all 3 of those districts, and I think it's looking very good. I think we've got some very good prospects in all 3. And people know, people with children and grandchildren in the system know how important it is for them to be involved. And we're just encouraging people to prayerfully consider running for office and getting in this race, because we really need folks who are going to look out for the best interests of
now
our kids.
For clarity on that, what are the requirements for running for school board?
So you actually, I know, would know this better than I, but I'm pretty sure the only requirement is that you have to live in the district.
There you go.
Right? You have to be a resident of the...
A citizen, legal age, all that stuff.
I think that's
You don't have to be an educator.
Correct. No, you don't have to have kids in the system.
Right.
Yeah, you just
I
have
think
to
there's a misconception
there.
By a lot of people that you need to be an educator,
right.
Or have been an educator.
Right,
and
certainly not.
Right.
Yeah,
I think that's the biggest problem here is our school board is made up of all educators, so they're not hearing the parents' voice.
Right, and right. I think they need a lot of other voices from people who have other real world experience.
Absolutely. The experience, the real world experience, getting outside of that bubble,
yes.
I think is imperative. And also that you don't have to have children or grandchildren in the schools. We hear that a lot.
Right.
You know, a bunch of people who don't even have kids in that school. We are the taxpayers. This is our school. And these children are part of our community. And they will grow up and continue to be a part of our community and be our lawmakers here or be our policemen or be our teachers.
Right.
So you do have a very vested interest in what happens in your school board.
Well, Jennifer, thank you for your time.
Thank
and
you.
Good luck.
Thanks
hope everything
for coming
goes
out.
Your way.
Yep, I hope we win. But if not, we'll be back.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thanks, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call Charles Grover at 252-637-2399 or stop by the shop on 17 South in New Bern. Torque can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they can rebuild your transmission if that's what you prefer. See Torque for a variety of minor automotive repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pump. You can count on Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair.
Hey folks, here's a tip. When you think firearms and ammo, think East 70 Palm. They've been on Highway 70 east of New Bern across from the fairgrounds for 31 years. Drew Preston and his staff know firearms. Gun sales have tripled in under a year, and women shooters are the fastest growing part of their business. Their great inventory, over 300 guns in stock, changes daily. And if you want something they don't have, they'll look for it. New and used, rifles, shotguns, and pistols, buy, sell, or trade. And they also have many holsters, scopes, and other gun accessories. Every member of the staff is deeply knowledgeable, and every one of them is an excellent shooter. So don't just come for the inventory, come for the thoughtful advice. East 70 Palm, your home for firearms, ammo, and answers. Highway 70 East, New Bern, across from the fairgrounds.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition of the Moore's family for over 70 years. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked to order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week in New Bern, Winterville, Moorhead City, Swansboro, and Jacksonville. Moore's will cater and deliver anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
How would you like to buy a present, be inspired, and have your spirits lifted? It's easy. Just visit Carolina Creations at 317 Pollock Street in downtown New Bern. You'll find an amazing array of gallery-worthy paintings, one-of-a-kind jewelry, pottery, glassware, greeting cards, personal adornments, and all sorts of temptations. Everything is displayed to please the eye. Prices run the gamut from a few dollars to a few thousand dollars. Many items are by local artists and artisans. Carolina Creations has been voted Best Gallery, Best Gift Shop, and Best Jewelry Store by the Sun Journal's readers. Stop in and see why. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will let you browse to your heart's content or swing into helpful mode if that's needed. You'll enjoy a visit to Carolina Creations. That's a promise.
Okay, I see one of the members of the school board here is Kelly Muse. You are the newest member of the school board. And, well, just give us your opinion on the vote that's going on tonight.
I don't know what the vote's going to be tonight. I know that no matter what masking issue comes up, I'm going to vote optional every single time because I don't have a problem with anybody that wants to wear a mask. And I don't have a problem with anybody that doesn't. I don't want to wear a mask, and I haven't worn a mask since all this started. I mean, on occasion, I have put one on at the very beginning because, you know, we were all freaked out and it was all unknown. But we're, what, 2 years into this thing? And I'm tired, Rick. I'm tired. I want normalcy. I want to see little kids. I've kind of started keeping score, like when I go places, it's kind of like a football score. So, 2-47. I was in Merchants before I came over here this evening to get fuel and a drink, and nobody in Merchants had masks on. And it doesn't have anything to do with gender or age or color or nationality or anything like that. I mean, I've seen all kinds of people, all kinds of places, and if you look at what goes on once school lets out, these kids aren't wearing masks.
Yeah.
I mean, there's pictures online of sporting events, football games, basketball games, wrestling matches, and they're not wearing masks. So if you keep a kid, if you keep kids, especially like our high school kids, if you keep them masked up Monday through Friday every day until 2:30, and then they get out of school and they're whipping those masks off through the student parking lot as hard as they can, and then they go to a ball game on a Friday after school and they're back at school at 5 o'clock, none of them have masks on, and they're sharing each other's drinks like kids do, and you know, I mean. So if that's what's happening when they're not in school, what's the point?
Absolutely. I think the thing you just described is them building up natural immunity.
Well, yeah. Yeah. My mother has always told me that a kid has to eat a cup of dirt within their first year of life to be healthy. Right?
Of course.
So I have a question with you being an educator for as long as you have, and you're also a mother. What is it? I have an issue with not seeing little children, not seeing expressions.
Right.
Okay, so I feel like that really hinders development.
Socially. So,
exactly.
You know, I mean,
they get their cues.
Yeah, you can tell if somebody likes you or somebody don't, or if somebody's upset with you, or if they're real proud of you because they're smiling real big at what you've done. Yeah, sure it does.
And they also learn how to express correctly.
Correct.
Okay, there was a school today that actually has closed for 2 weeks because the kids who have come back for learning are being disruptive. They don't know how, as the school said, they do not have the social skills to interact in a classroom.
It makes a difference.
It does.
It makes a big difference. And, you know, I've had teachers tell me, I had several of them last night call me, and they're like, teachers are tired of not being able to hear or understand their kids when they speak in class because, yep. You know, I'm at the front of the classroom teaching, and Sarah or Tommy or Stephanie or, you know, sitting in their seats, and they go to answer a question. What'd you say, honey? Mm-hmm. What was that? And then if teachers are having a hard time understanding students, think about the babies who are, you know, language development and that kind of stuff. They're, you know, I'm sure they're misunderstanding what their teachers are saying too. So, I mean, it's a cycle. It's a full circle. You know what I mean? So,
and also about, you know, kids are nasty. You know, the younger,
they're germy little creatures, and they're sticky and messy.
So when you have masks on a child, on a 7, 8, 9, 10-year-old, and those masks are being touched and moved and sneezed into and coughed into, and, you know, God knows what they're doing with them in the bathroom or, you know, in the book backpack.
That's the same thing as an adult in the bathroom. I actually saw a picture a friend of mine had taken online and posted online. It was a public restroom, like Target or somewhere. The purse was in the floor. You could see feet. The purse was in the floor, and this is a grown-up, and a mask was in the floor. I know I am going to put a mask on the public bathroom floor and put it in my face.
Right.
Well, Kelly, you said you're always going to vote for optional. So I take that to mean that in tonight's vote, you will be voting against the mandate.
Yes.
Okay.
And if we have to address it monthly, even after tonight, you know, we have to address it monthly. But I'll always vote optional because I think that's what it should be.
Okay.
Well, can you give us any indication of the feeling, kind of reading the room, of the other board members?
If we were in Vegas and you gave me $1,000 and told me I had to bet on it, I'm going to come out ahead if I take that $1,000 that you gave me, and I'm going to stick it in my pocket.
Yeah.
I'm not going to bet on it.
Okay.
Well, just keep fighting.
Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Rick.
Thank you.
Okay, and here's another couple here. Until you wake up, I will fight for your children, says her sign. Ma'am, explain.
Well, I've been here. I started speaking out at the August board meeting, and in August and September, ever since, I've been attending their work sessions to see what they're up to when they think nobody will be sitting through the meetings, and then coming Thursdays to speak. And I'm just appalled that they're wanting to mask our children. I have a scientific research background, so I come and I present all kinds of data, because they give a lot of lip service to data. I have presented all sorts of data on the dangers of masking, and I pull the information from the sources that they say that they respect, the CDC, the websites of the people who make these products. Like tonight, I'm going to talk about vaccines during the meeting, because that's going to be the next pressing issue. But they don't care.
As you're researching on these governmental sites like the CDC and all, are you finding contradictory information where they say one thing in one place and something in opposite?
Well,
that?
You know what's really interesting? That's funny. Sometimes you do that. The more public parts of their website will say one thing, and then, you know, as you dig deeper, it will be contradictory sometimes. But that said, I try to convince people it's actually best to go to their website. If you want to know about these vaccines, go to Moderna's website. Go to Pfizer's website, go to Johnson & Johnson's website, go to the CDC's own COVID data tracker. And the NIH has a public database. You can search all, you know, anytime you get NIH funding, which is what our tax dollars paid for the development of this Frankenbug. And I will gladly walk you to the page and show you. And it was developed, it started here in North Carolina,
yep.
Right? But that's all public information. And the NIH has a website called PubMed.gov. And if you get money from NIH, you are required within a year of the published data to, they are required to post it on that website. And if you get money from the NIH, this is what I used to do for a living, is get money for the scientists and then write up their reports back to NIH. there has to be a proposal saying what you're going to do with the money. Then there have to be quarterly, annual reports on what you've done. And that's why this stuff is so easy to track. So in a way, these websites that you would think would be contradictory are actually the best source to hear it from the horse's mouth.
So I take your message there is quit relying on mainstream media.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And do your own fact checking.
And not only mainstream media. You know, I love to get on BitChute and YouTube and listen to all that stuff, but beware there also. We have people who are making money on both sides of this issue. We have people that are paid to pretend like they're on sides of the issue that they're not. So, as I said, these are, you know, we are in the day of the internet. These right. websites, and everybody from their phone, probably right now, people can get on there, and I have a whole list of references I'm going to hand out tonight with the websites and highlighting and all that. So, it's easy. Do your own first person. Read it.
Okay.
It's not difficult to read. This is not, you know, college level writing. It's written to a sixth grade level.
Right. And don't be intimidated to do that as well, to do your own research. They always say, follow the science. And ironically, when I started to go onto these sites, the CDC and the NIH and all of that, and read these reports, what reports they've released, it's amazing that they are actually saying what we're saying.
They will tell
you. You know, they are.
The best example is, now, they don't say this on their website, but the public has this perception because the news media told them that the Pfizer vaccine is FDA approved.
Right.
Well, that's a big chunk of what I intend to do here tonight is take them to Pfizer's website and show them it is absolutely not approved. And then I'm going to remind them of the Nuremberg codes, which I pulled off the NIH's own website, which makes all of us, anyone who wants to push this, liable to extremely devastating penalties should this ever get resolved in the future, which we're going to make darn sure it does.
And okay. I will tell you how critically important it is to go outside of your news bubble. You know, if you're watching ABC or CNN all the time and that's the only place you get your news, please go somewhere else and look up some news. For example, today I caught a clip of The View, which is coined the most important political show that is going on.
Well, that's a new one on me.
I hadn't heard that.
That's funny.
And they had on a conservative host, and they wanted to know why she wasn't vaxxed. They would not let her in the building because she was not vaccinated. Even though she had a negative test, she was not allowed in the building. So she did, you know, via Zoom. That is how she called it. And they said, why are you not vaxxed? And she said, well, I have immunity. I've been tested. I have a disease that vax would actually hurt me. And she had three doctors who signed off on it. And she said, and also, your vaccine does not keep you from transmitting it nor getting it.
Which you can read that on their own websites.
Right. Well, we have known this for months.
Mm-hmm.
Every single host had a fit, and they shut her down. They said, we're not going to allow you to spread misinformation. We have known for months that you can transmit it and still get it.
Way, way, way back at the beginning of this, Moderna published the results of some of their studies in the New England Journal of Medicine, which is a very prestigious medical journal, and they said, this is to prevent COVID-19, which a lot of people don't know. That is not the name of the bug. The bug is SARS-CoV-2. COVID-19 is a list of symptoms that they came up with and then labeled it a new disease, COVID-19. And when they published these results, they said, we cannot tell you whether or not it will keep you from catching this bug, and we cannot tell you whether it will keep you from transmitting it because we did not test for that. You know why we didn't test for it? Because that's not the aim of this thing. The aim of these vaccines is to prevent the symptoms. And if you go on the CDC's COVID data tracker, they will make it perfectly clear that for these kids, anyone from age 0 to 17 has a 0% chance of dying from this. And even us old folks like me have less than 1% chance of dying from it. Guess what my chance is of dying from a regular old flu, which I strongly suspect this is 7 times that.
Yes.
Okay. And I never wore a mask for Ebola. I didn't wear it for the flu. I didn't wear it for tuberculosis, and neither did any of the rest of you. And if you're afraid of going on researching on these websites, call these places. Call Mako Lab, the testing lab that they're working with, and ask them, Do they test for the this variant, the Delta variant? They're talking about it being so high in the school and all this, it's not even tested for.
It's not a differentiated test yet.
They are not testing right. for it. And you can call. You can do this with a phone call. And if you don't want to do that, my name is Michelle Epps. I'm here every month. I'm also all around town. Anytime anybody will listen to me, grab me and I will give you all the research I have. I will hand walk you through anything you're interested in as much as I'm able to.
That's great. And are you a member of a Facebook community or anything that anyone can reach you that way?
No, because Facebook was developed by the CIA.
I don't believe
in that. People have asked me if I'm going to run for the school board. No, because unfortunately, as much as I was a teacher, my grandmother was a teacher, my father was a teacher, my sister is a teacher, I no longer believe in the school system, the public school system. So I want to put my energies into helping. Not all parents can homeschool, but maybe we can develop pods, you know, something. There's got to be a new model.
That's great. That's
well,
amazing.
I noticed your sign again, and it says, until you wake up. Now, that is a message to me that you think maybe the parents are asleep and they're not aware of what's going on.
We are all asleep. I'm still asleep. To some level, we are all still asleep. There is so much that we all don't know. So, and that's why, and this is the biggest part of the message, do not fight with people. Do not fight with your family members. Do not fight with the people that are on the other side of this issue. We have all been asleep. We're all waking up at different times. You know, have kindness and empathy and just try to help people follow down the path of information. The truth will set you free in so very many ways, and just take people by the hand if they will allow you and lead them to the truth, and they have to see that for themselves. And that's why we have brains. That's why we have freedom in this country. That's why we have a constitutional right to disinformation. I cannot stand this new attack on disinformation. You know, the question is, who decides what's disinformation?
Exactly.
Right.
That you decide what's disinformation, and for that you have to hear the crazy, the real, the you have to hear it all and make your own decisions.
Yes.
All right, well, Michelle, thank you for your time, and
sure, thank you.
Really appreciate your comments.
You're doing amazing work. Thank
you
so much.
Oh, thank you. You guys too. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, here's some more ladies here. Let's see. It says, I'm wearing my mask on the inside. It's called my immune system. All right, I like that one. And no mask. And no mask, no mandates. All right. So I guess you're here because of the mask.
Yeah, and at first I really didn't think this is very important because it's just a mask. But then I had a friend who has a disabled child, and they've really stopped learning because they can't hear, so they need to look at lip movement, and without, you know, with the teacher being masked up, they can no longer, you know, learn, and they're regressing even further. You know, it's really bad. It's a sad situation.
That's a good point there, because we've talked to other folks, and they, you know, the lack of expression and being able to see, are they smiling at me? Are they angry with me? Those types of things. But being disabled in that way, where they have to be able to read the lips and see, that's another very good point. So you've got a good crowd out here tonight. Do you think you're going to have a positive response inside when they hold the vote, or are you...
Well, we hope so. I mean, hopefully they'll follow the science. And if you think about it, you just watch, you know, a five-year-old just within 30 minutes, they're touching it, they're dropping on it, you know, they're sneezing in it, they're, you know, the snotty little noses are all in the mask. And I just can't see where that's any better than you know, just tell them to wash their hands and, you know, I mean, a mask just doesn't make sense to me. It just doesn't. Especially not a cloth mask. I mean, a virus goes through the cloth fibers.
Right.
So, I mean, if you're going to do it, you know, why not put them on, you know, an N95 mask or something? I don't even want that. But
yeah, even those have been proven ineffective.
Yeah. I mean, well, if you look at what they wear in the hospitals, actually, when they're treating a COVID patient, they're dressed up like a spacesuit.
Yeah.
And so they're totally encapsulated. They're not wearing a mask at all. They're in a shield.
Okay, well, thank you so much for your comments, and good luck. All right, and you're Michelle, and you're wearing your mask on the inside, your
yes.
immunity.
Yes.
Yeah, explain that for me.
Well, I just don't understand why there has been absolutely no recognition for natural immunity. And never in the history of ever has someone that has natural immunity been recommended to be vaccinated. And that just doesn't make sense to me.
Well, they're not even pursuing the studies.
At all.
And that's mind-blowing to me.
There was no guidance when we our family contracted COVID. They didn't ask if we were immunized or not, so they're not tracking that. When I asked what should I do, they said add some vitamin C and stay hydrated. Come to the hospital if it gets too bad. That was the guidance that we were given.
Wow.
And I just,
okay,
I also,
so then why do you think there's such an emphasis on this mandate to have kids masked and have everybody masked? Why do you think there's such an emphasis on it?
Personally, I really just think it's a power move. Like, I don't understand. It doesn't benefit the little kids because the little kids don't spread it. That's one thing that they've said from the beginning. And even if you put a mask on a little kid, they're not going to leave it alone. And then if you go to, like, the high school, I have two kids in the high school level right now, and even if you're wearing the mask, if you're exposed, they still quarantine you. So what's the point?
Right.
If you're going to be quarantined, then let them breathe.
Well, I think that's what the parent level frustration is that there's so many contradictions.
Mm-hmm.
And having the kids in the high school, are you finding that, you know, it's just that they're contradicting rules every time we turn around?
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, we will point out that the marching band had to wear masks that were designed like men's underwear,
right,
so that they could have a hole to play their horn, because you put a hole in a mask to protect from breathing.
Yeah. Oh, that's terrible.
I don't know.
Okay, Michelle, we certainly appreciate your comments and hope things go the way you'd like to see them tonight.
Me too.
Hope so. And
nice,
we'll keep fighting.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, folks, well, that's the way things were on Thursday night at the Craven County Board of Education meeting. Parents were lined on the streets with their protest signs, and we got the opportunity to bring you their comments, and I hope you found it informative. After we did the interviews, I went inside to the meeting. The room was packed, standing room only, and so I'll just go ahead and give you the results of the vote. It was unanimous except for one that opposed it, and that was Carr Ipock, the longest school board member on the board, and he voted against freedom of choice. So it appears that the protesters that were there asking for optional, so they could make a choice on whether they wanted their child to wear a mask or not, they were successful. And jubilation was evident in the facility because they took this as being victorious over control and returning the freedom of choice back to the people. So we hope you enjoyed tonight's show. And we will try to bring you more shows like this in the future. Go to cctaxpayers.com, and we'll see you again next week.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutritional Consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.